When you pile your bundles up, what do you call that pile? Bundles of wheat that you pile up.
Shock.
Alright. You say we raise 40-something of wheat to an acre. What are you talking about?
For which?
You're talking about a quantity of wheat, maybe. You say, I raise so many something to an
bushel.
Acre.
Okay. Oh, bushels.
What do you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Trash it.
Alright. If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and
I.
Alright. If you're not speaking to him, just talking about it, you'd say, the job is for...
I would say, if I'm talking to him...
No, so you're not talking to him, you're talking to somebody else about him who's going to help you over here. You said the job is for... Would you say both of us, all of us?
I'd say, for us both for...
Have you ever heard anybody say for all two of us?
I have heard it, yeah.
We don't use it, do we?
No, we don't use it like that. I'd say for both of us.
If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you'd say... What would you say? He and I? Him and me? How would you tell me that you and somebody else were going to come see me?
Oh, that's getting too much into my language.
He and I,
I would say.
Okay, good. If you knock at the door and they say, who's there, you'd say, it's...
It's I.
Alright. If you're sitting there expecting some man... He's been dead. My granddad-in-law's been dead about...
About 2 years.
Yeah, I know
when he died. I was there just before he died. This time I'm speaking about.
He loved to watch. My grandmother and granddaddy loved to watch that story. It comes on at dinner as the world turns.
Yeah.
And they were watching that one day, and he just went to sleep during the story.
Well, I see. His father was a man, Hugh Malone.
That's right.
Oh, I remember.
You know all those Malones, don't you? And then my grandmother Malone, the one you're talking about, she was a Devaney.
A who?
Devaney. You know all the Devaneys?
Yeah. She was
a Devaney. So I've got lots of kinfolks around here.
Oh, yeah.
I probably should not ever run for political office because my relatives would not vote for me, and then I surely wouldn't get elected, would I?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
No, I was just teasing. No. They would.
Your husband is a who?
My husband is from Texas. He's the guidance counselor at the high school. He's a foster.
Foster.
But he doesn't have any people here.
No. I was wondering if he was related to any of the Fosters that I know around. Yeah.
No, he's not related to anybody here. Mm-hmm. They're the Fosters that have money. We're the poor ones.
Oh.
We used to get Mr. Joe Foster's mail and his phone calls. He lived up the street from us.
Yeah.
We lived on the same street with him. But, I always tell people, no, he was the Mr. Foster that had money. We were the ones that were poor.
You like I am about